Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
Happy holidays, honey. I'm Penn Holderness, and this is the Holderness Family Podcast.
Hello. What day is it?
It's just, I know, right? We're in the vortex. We're in the vortex. Does anyone else have this? We made a video about this, and I never really thought about it until you said it. There is that period in between Christmas and New Year's where you don't know where or when you are.
I don't know what day it is.
You don't know.
It's been 15 minutes since I've eaten, but I'm already hungry again.
It feels a little bit like COVID, right? It feels like quarantine.
Oh, early quarantine.
Yeah.
Oh, the early days.
Like, you don't know if you're supposed to go into work or when work is.
When or how it works. Anything. Well, anyway, just a quick reminder to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. We have a recent review from Molly who called into our voicemail line because she still knows how phones work.
And we're able to take that phone call and digitally move it onto a personal computer where we press play and you can hear it.
Isn't that exciting? As much as we love Molly, we also appreciate those when you write it into like Spotify, iTunes, because that like helps people find us.
No wrong answer. So
there's no wrong answer, but we kind of love it when you kind of helps your algorithm. Okay, so let's hear from Molly.
Let's listen to Molly.
Hi, my name is Molly. I live in Northern Iowa. I don't really have a question. I just don't know how to leave a review, so I thought I would call because I know how phones work still and let you know that I love listening to the podcast. I work home health. I'm a home health public health nurse, and I listen while I'm driving in between clients' houses. So keep up the good work, and thank you.
So Molly, she works in home health. Let's just go ahead and say,
Angel,
you are going straight to heaven. Do not pass go.
You have like a Disney fast pass to heaven.
Yeah. You have the VIP treatment, actually. Like one of those dudes with a tuxedo.
We had to depend a lot on home health for, well, many of our relatives. You are an angel. Thank you for leaving us a message. And I know it's complicated. You have to go into the app. And they have to type things in. It's a little complicated. So thank you, Molly, for taking the time and doing that. So don't forget to call and leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you and plan to keep this going in 2022. So give us a call at 323-364-3929. Leave us your name, where you're from, a question, maybe a topic you'd like us to take on in a podcast. And we may play it in a future podcast.
As for this podcast, we were able to make use of our technology, and we heard from quite a few of you about something that one of us really loves talking about.
New Year's resolutions. First of all, I think one of the reasons why I have not become clear into what my resolutions are. I love a resolution, y'all. I love a goal. I love something to work for.
Yeah.
It's my like Enneagram type one, I think. I just love it to be very specific. But one of the reasons I'm trying to like put my finger on why I'm struggling with like what I want it to be is because my mind is so preoccupied. Because I don't know if you guys have heard, but like next week, January 5th.
Oh, it's coming on TV.
Yes.
So it's coming. It's almost exactly a week. It's a week from tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to be, we're on season 33 of The Amazing Race.
Which is so weird because you weren't preoccupied in between. You were preoccupied before.
Right.
It's all the anticipation for you, right? Like before we went on the race, because by the way, we've already done this. You were preoccupied. You had a lot on your mind. And then we got done with it. And, you know, you were able to relax. And now we have no control over this, but you're preoccupied again, even though you have no control over it.
I have to say, I haven't been sleeping well. Like I'll wake up thinking about it because they've started to put out these promos and you can find them on YouTube. We can try to link them in the show notes
if I think about frames, it. There's little tiny frames. Yeah, there's little
frames of like, you get glimpses of us, you know, in the first kind of, you know, episode, I guess it'll be. And I see there was one moment and I know exactly where we were and I remember exactly what it was, but I ask you, I'm like, okay, give me a kiss. And like in the middle of this really high pressure race, I've asked you for a kiss, which is cute, but very unlike me. Very unlike me.
I still don't understand why this is a problem.
It's not a problem, but I'm like, did I black out?
No.
I became an affectionate person.
Listen, and I love it. You know I am an affectionate person.
I know.
I actually have a theory about this.
Okay.
And I just developed it over the last couple of days because you keep texting people saying, what is wrong with me? I'm kissing my husband.
No, but just like we're in the middle of a race and we're trying to win a race.
I know.
And I'm like, ooh, let's make out.
Well, it wasn't make out. It was a peck.
Yes.
It was a really quick peck. First of all, I do love you, and I'm totally fine with you wanting to kiss me at any time or moment. There's always time for that. It's mm-hmm. less than a second. If you time it, it might be like three frames. It's a very brief show of affection.
Yeah.
I think what you were probably doing there, and this is, you're going to see this as the race goes on, and we can't give too much away, but I can at least give this much away. You need to not only be good at the race yourself, you need to be in sync with your partner in order for this race to work. We have watched 32 seasons before this, and you can always tell when the partners stop becoming in sync, that is the beginning of the end for them. You know that my love language is that kind of stuff.
Personal touch,
affection. We didn't drop our bags and start going at it in the middle of London.
That was later.
That was later. So maybe you were being in tune with what I needed at that moment. I don't remember what had happened before or after that moment, but maybe you looked at me and said, you know, he could probably use a little bit of encouragement right now.
Yeah.
Because there are times that I need it. So don't feel so bummed out that you kissed no! your husband.
But I'm like, who am I? And so that's where I'm like, oh God, what else?
Oh, what else did I do? Is
that
what you're
saying? What else did I do? What else? I mean, if I don't remember that.
I mean, I've got a pretty good memory and I can tell you that there were multiple times when both of us did something that was out of character,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it was malicious. I mean, that's what you're worried about, right? You're worried that you're going to look like a
bleep.
Yeah. You're worried you're going to look like that. And I'm worried that I'm going to look like I'm not being like, I'm talking down to my wife. Like I'm being dismissive of something that you do. And here's why I'm worried about it, because I had to learn how not to be that way. I really did. I had to get trained out of it. And I'll be 100% open and honest with you guys who are listening to me right now. I had a very good dad, a very loving dad. He was in a traditional marriage and he talked condescendingly to my mom. Mm-hmm. He did it. And he didn't do it unnecessarily.
He continues to love her.
I don't think he meant to do it. I don't think he realized he was doing it. I don't think anyone ever told him that he was doing it. I certainly don't think that my mom ever told him that he was doing it.
Yeah.
And so that was one pattern of behavior that I really had to correct. And you had to call me out on it. And I had to work on it.
Yeah.
And I had to get filmed to see it. I had to get recorded to see it because I didn't understand what you were saying. I didn't know what I looked like.
This was years ago in our marriage.
It was.
I secretly recorded him and I played it back for him. And he's like, oh my God.
It was so hurtful that you recorded it for me.
Yeah.
From me. And it was like, but I thought that maybe you had violated a trust issue. But then I listened to it and thought, holy crap, I've got to change the way that I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
So I'll apologize again for that. I think I'm so much happier now that I know I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But what if I did that?
Because I'm being filmed. And TV will tell.
Yeah, I know. And if I did, I just want to apologize ahead of time. I do think that you and I came off of the race, at least between the two of us, our relationship was stronger. But maybe after the edit, it won't be.
So I will also just give a little plug. Our goal is to do just regular, normal, not talk about our Amazing Race podcast on Tuesdays like we normally upload. And then on, we hope by Friday, have some sort of recap, Thursday or Friday, because it airs on Wednesdays. I have some sort of recap and obvious and a conversation with other contestants, because you're going to love these people. Competitive. Very competitive, but yeah, you're going
to
love them.
I can't wait to introduce you to these personalities. And it's going to be interesting because, as you've heard from us, we can't talk about what happens, but this will be our first opportunity to at least talk about a sliver of what has happened, mm-hmm. and actually speak openly about like the experiences that we had during that leg of the race. So I think that'll be really cool. And it's just a nice add-on. I think you would watch the show would help you understand these podcasts. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would kind of encourage it. But either way, we're going to introduce you guys to some really interesting personalities that have become our very good friends.
And I learned some. I'm thinking also, if you don't even watch it and you listen, I learned some life lessons from the race and these people during our time. And I'm excited about that. So anyway, we were going to talk about New Year's resolutions. Yes. Remember that?
I was trying to put that off because, as I told you before, I don't do it as well as you do.
But Penn confessed to me that he actually does make a New Year's resolution. He just doesn't tell anybody about it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is also brought to you by BetterHelp.
Penn and I have been very open about our own marriage counseling and how it helped us have a stronger marriage.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, before we had a good marriage, a lot of people have good marriages. We now have a great marriage, thanks to counseling.
I have also gotten help for my anxiety and depression, and it's so important that you talk to someone if you're struggling.
And if you listen to this podcast, we say that all the time. And BetterHelp makes professional counseling accessible, affordable, convenient, so anyone who struggles with life's challenges can get help anytime, anywhere.
They assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
They don't waste time either. You start communicating in under 48 hours, and you connect in a safe and private online environment.
Start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/holderness. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/holderness.
So everyone gets motivated in different ways. I like to set goals for myself, and I like them to be just for me. And I didn't answer your question. I think the reason why is I don't ever want to disappoint anybody. And I also don't want anybody feeling obligated to help me with any of these things. And then the third is, and this is going to sound really weird coming from me, I don't think it's anybody else's business.
Fair enough.
What my goals are, which is so unlike me as an extrovert who loves talking about just about everything. Mm-hmm. And I try to be an open book. I think there's very few things that are just for me, but for some reason, just since I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to do this inside my head. Like, I decided where I wanted to go to college 3 years before I went, and I didn't tell anybody.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm learning things about you, Holderness.
Thanks, babe.
Meanwhile, I like to blog about all of my
goals.
You
like to blog, and you like to start talking about
I like the accountability of it.
Sure.
Like, I set a goal for myself that every day in December, I was going to get outside just for my mental health, but do some sort of movement, whether it's like, and just getting the vitamin D, getting outside, because I suffer from like seasonal affective disorder, and it starts really early. And when it gets kind of cold, I get, you know, I just kind of hold up on the couch. And so, but I had to publicly say it on Instagram stories so that other people held me accountable. And I needed that. That's so interesting. And you're such an extrovert and like to keep it inside. Interesting.
I mean, I can't explain exactly why it is. This is the first time anyone's ever asked me why, because it's the first time I've ever told anybody that that was the case. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I do hold myself accountable without telling anybody quite a bit.
You are very driven once you set a goal. Yeah. Like there were a couple times, I mean, we'll go on a vacation and come back and we'll just be puffy because we've indulged and enjoyed our lives. And you're like, you know what? I'm just not going to drink for a couple weeks. I'm just going to lay off the sugar. And you do. I'll do it for like a day and a half and I'll be like, oh, where's my Sauv Blanc? And you were like, no, I'm just not going to. And you were so dedicated. And so you were very, what's the word?
Steadfast.
That's a good word.
That's a bit of a Bible word. Sorry.
But you were very committed to making those. Well, thank you. It's admirable.
It's admirable, and it is. There is a little bit of self torture in there, and we'll get to that later.
That's another podcast.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So anyway, so we asked on our Instagram stories, we asked you guys to call our newfangled podcast line and let us know about New Year's resolutions that you made and were able to keep, whether that was last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, what resolutions you made, and then just to give us kind of tips and insight on what those were. And you guys had some really interesting answers, and we're going to start them now. So here's number one. One way to keep your resolution is to keep it fresh throughout the year.
So 1 year I made a commitment to make a different 30-day challenge for every month in the new year. And it was sometimes adding things and sometimes it was taking away things, different things in my life for 30 days. And I was able to stick to that. And I think it was encouraging because it was something different every 30 days.
Okay. So she broke her New Year's resolution into 12ths.
I love that.
I knew you were going to love that.
I was like, I would have resolution.
There's
every
nothing
month.
You love more than more resolutions. that actually makes a little bit of sense to me too, because 365 days can be a little bit daunting.
Right.
It really can be a lot. So what that does is it shortens your horizon and it gives you a chance to adjust your goals. When we run a business, we adjust our goals. We have quarterly meetings. We have half year meetings. We talk all the time about how to move the goalposts and adjust our goals in any way that we can. So I really like that.
Yeah, I like that. I read a book, Happiness Project, I'm going to get this wrong. And it's Gretchen Rubin. She's a famous podcaster and author. Has the word happy in it. And that's what she did. Her first book was about how she took a year and broke it up by month and things she focused on.
Okay.
Yeah. And it changed her life.
I wonder if that was Gretchen who called in. I didn't get a name.
It doesn't sound like her. But anyway, that's a very good idea. Okay. Our next one, when you spread good vibes to others, it makes you feel good too.
Hi, this is Casey in Apex, North Carolina. I was calling to share a New Year's resolution that I had a few years ago. I resolved to tell people the compliments, the good things I was thinking about them when I was thinking them, even if they were strangers. And this mostly happened standing in grocery store lines. That might seem like a silly thing or an easy thing, but if somebody has a sourpuss on their face or they really look like they are giving off a vibe where they don't want to be spoken to, you wouldn't believe how hard it is to say something like, you know, your haircut looks really good on you. And I'm just a big believer, though, in that if the worst thing is that they think I'm strange, but that someone told them that their hair looks really great or you really like their jacket or something, then I'm okay with that.
I love this and I'm adopting this as a resolution.
You're going to talk randomly to strangers?
I know. You guys, it's huge.
I feel like I do this some, but not all the time. I think if I see someone and I'm just meeting them, I try to start with something positive. But this is so direct and it's so specific. It's a great idea. It doesn't have to. I mean, one great thing about New Year's resolutions is sometimes you hear it and you're like, oh, no, this isn't a resolution. This is a lifestyle change. This is something I want to do for the rest of my life. And I'm hoping that's what she does. I'm trying to imagine you in a grocery store line. You do like to normally kind of be in a bubble.
That's not true. I have to say, like, if you have you have that kind of, you make me sound like such an
You're a very sweet person.
I do love to talk to, here's the thing, I do love to talk to people. And if I had the permission and the excuse of, well, I have to compliment somebody today and I'm looking for it, if I'm looking for the compliment, I think that's kind of a mind shift, like you're saying, a lifestyle change. I think something else I love that she said is to give people compliments when she's thinking them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of times, like I have a friend who, you know, does a really good job at reaching out, and she keeps reaching out. And even though I'm like really busy and haven't been able to do anything, I love how she keeps, like, how dedicated she is to all of her friendships. Like, I should just text and say, like, hey, I just want to say, like, you do the work of being a really good friend, and you're really good at it, and thank you, I'm lucky to know you. Like, I should text that as I'm thinking it.
And you, let me finish this, because you do have a good heart. I wasn't trying to make it sound like you are just a not nice person. You give flowers to anybody who you know who's had a loss. You donate money all across the country and across the world. Like, your baseline is being good to other people. You just don't, like, one thing that you're not a huge fan of is striking up a conversation sometimes with somebody when you need to have your introvert time, when you need to kind of be on your own. So that is the part that I said was surprising.
Most of my introvert time I have at home, but I would say, like, you probably haven't been in a store with me. I can get chatty.
Can you?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I guess we're in a good place for this, too. So Casey, I think was her name, she's down the street from us in Apex, and everyone is very friendly to each other at the grocery store. And it wasn't necessarily like that where we lived before then, which was in New York City.
Our next one, why not make your resolution keeping the resolution? What? Let's hear it.
Hi, this is Lisa Apgar. I live in Alabama currently, and I actually had a New Year's resolution kept in 2020. My resolution was to lose weight, like everybody, but then I made a second resolution to keep a resolution, and that's kind of what motivated me, because my resolution was to keep a resolution.
Okay, I see where she's coming from here. She's made a resolution. It's almost like a double dog dare, right?
I know. I don't know if I understand this.
She's just, so maybe she had trouble in the past, like many of us do, keeping the resolution that they made. So on top of that resolution was a resolution to keep the resolution, which really is the original intent of a resolution, is to keep it. But I do think it's like, I dare you. No, I double dare you. What was the one that where he had to put his tongue on the ice? That was a triple dog dare. So maybe she triple dog dared herself. So I'm going to allow it. I think that,
hey, you know, also whatever it takes to be your best self.
Yeah. So let's move on. So on the opposite side of the spectrum, you will always keep a resolution. I'm going to like this person. You will always keep a resolution if you never had one to begin with.
Tim and Penn, I love you guys. This is Gary from Utah, Northern Utah, up where the snow is. Hey, there was just a request to put news resolutions that we've kept. And I kid you not, the only one that I've ever kept, I've tried the losing weight. I've tried the getting in shape. I've tried all that stuff. The only one I ever kept, this is going to sound snarky, I made a New Year's resolution never to make another New Year's resolution.
Oh, yes.
I stopped doing it. It's too much expectation right during the season, right at the end of that season. So I kept it. I don't make them anymore.
Yes.
And I am loving that part of
yes, Gary.
Oh, God.
Gary, thank you. Gary, if you may have heard at the beginning of this, I don't.
You do, though, you said.
To myself, but those aren't New Year's. Let me clarify. I don't make New Year's resolutions. I make resolutions.
Okay.
I do not specify them on January the 1st. I am with Gary. I think I've told you at one point that my New Year's resolution this year is to not make a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
He's right. I mean, think about like all the expectations. And he made a good point. This time of year, some people just want to exhale and say, okay, we got through this.
Maybe that's what I'm feeling this year. It's just that we did it. I feel like it was the fastest, slowest year ever. I don't want to tempt the fate of 2022.
You're terrified of 2022.
I really am. I have some PTSD for the last 2 years. And so I just kind of want to tiptoe into 2022. Just kind of tiptoe.
You don't want to break the door down and say, let's do this.
Let's do this. Fresh start. Just be like, hey, guys, how are you doing? So, yeah. Next, making healthier decisions with one small caveat.
Hey, I'm Liz from Washington State. And in 2009, I made a New Year's resolution to stop drinking soda. I was drinking like 3 or 4 cans a day, and I stuck to it. And now the only time I have a Coke or something like that is with rum in it.
Okay, so as long as she's not drinking rum 4 times a day, that's a good one. Yeah, your resolution, it's another good point. Like, you should be able to make a resolution and still enjoy life.
Yeah, and I
right?
Somebody actually sent us a message through Instagram. She's from UK and couldn't leave a message, but she this is from Katie. She made a New Year's resolution in 1999 into 2000. So this has been now 21 years of this.
Oh wow.
To give up chocolate.
Oh.
And she hasn't touched it since.
I mean,
so there are those people. And I may be one of these people that, like, if one is good, 12 is better.
Right.
So if I'm around chocolate.
Yeah.
If I was explaining to Penn last night, I had like a cookie for dinner.
And then you told the person that gave you the cookie that you needed another one to bring home to your husband.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Then I ate it.
I never saw that cookie.
I never saw that cookie.
You didn't even tell me where it was.
Honey, because you were gone.
Oh, you ate it before I got home?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
No, I wasn't even going to offer it to you. So I, because I had one and I was full and fine. And then I was like, well, I should have another one. And so I couldn't stop. So maybe she's the type of person that if she had like one piece of chocolate, she would need 12 pieces of chocolate. Mm-hmm. So just don't even tempt yourself with one. But it's incredible willpower. I applaud you, Katie.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
I'm sitting here looking at you because I'm trying to figure this out. I think if you ever wanted to just say, I'm never drinking a glass of wine again, You could do it.
Oh, I could do it.
I think if you said I'm going to stop doing cocaine every Thursday night, you would be able to do it. I'm joking. She doesn't do cocaine. Any of these things, cheese, pizza,
yeah,
sushi. You could probably just.
I'd be sad, but yeah.
But chocolate is the one that you would, and it is the one where once you start, it does steamroll. Now you've made some decisions to go for darker chocolate, and that helps, right?
And but I don't even, you know, we live a very healthy life, as you know. We were involved with the Well Body Reset, the whole thing. But even with that, it's like if you're hungry and you want something, eat it, you know. And that's so I've never been great with anything too restrictive.
Yeah,
and that's why. But hey, but man, I love the rule also with I can have a soda, but it just has to be a special occasion where I'm drinking rum in it. That's hilarious.
Right.
Okay, next, make your resolution to start your day with one easy task.
Okay, I like this. I like this already just from the teaser.
Hi, my name is Morgan. I'm from Iowa. You asked us to leave New Year's resolutions that stuck or that we stuck with. And mine was I made my bed every day for a year and I still do it. I started when I was like 15 or 16 with my dad and doing it every day. I stuck to it and I still do it today. Every day when I wake up, I make my bed and it's fresh for the next night.
Okay, Morgan from Iowa, first of all, a couple things. Thank you for filling out our bingo card. We've now had a resolution from every time zone.
Love it.
So all 4 time zones have been represented. Also, I think she was the one who left the review from before, so thank you for calling.
No, Molly. There's Molly from before.
There was 2 people from Iowa, and both of their names start with M's.
Yes, but okay. Different. There are many M's in Iowa.
There you go. Thirdly,
there might even be a Michelle.
Yeah.
And Mia. There could be a lot of those people.
I feel like there's only one person in Iowa with an M. This is fishy. No, I'm kidding. But, all right. So thirdly, that's a great resolution, but I'm going to get on my podium here.
I love that. I love that. Yes.
And I respect that you love that. And I thank her for calling in. Why do we make our beds?
Here's why.
We're just going to mess them up again.
Oh, okay. Morgan, I'm on your team. Here's why. Because this is what happens when we don't make our bed.
Mm-hmm.
We do most days, but when we don't, the sheets get all crumpled at the bottom and you get into bed and then the next night, my sleep is affected because I'm like, the sheets are all like cattywampus, which is like my favorite word. And it's just weird. And it's better if you just straighten it all out.
Well, why not just remake the bottom of the bed?
What do you mean?
Just take the bottom part and make sure it's okay. or just kind of align the sheets? Why do we have to put everything back where it was, then six pillows on top of it, then a second decorative pillow, and then a third less decorative, more comfortable pillow, and then one that's really fuzzy on top of that, that if you ever put your head on it, you would have hair and like weird stuff all over your face?
So I think
you just took your headphones out.
I know, I didn't. I was done listening. I think also you can appreciate that for a lot of people, including the people in your home, the everybody else who lives with you in your home, that, like, for example, Lola, you know, she had her midterms and she was studying so hard. I'm so proud of her, how hard she worked. But she cleaned her room before she started studying because a clear space helped her focus more.
Yeah.
So for most people, not you, but for most people, a clear workspace, a clear, you know, sleep space is very calming.
Yeah,
and just
that.
Seeing that throughout the day is helpful.
Okay, so, you know, don't take your headphones off and just put your hand up in my face, because this is my subjective opinion.
I know, but you're just making fun of my pillow situation.
Well, okay. I personally feel that extra pillows are not necessary for anything. I think pillows for me to sleep on, and I understand your system, your body pillow and your husband pillow. I understand that if you have a functional pillow, leave that pillow on the bed. When I sit down on couches, in beds, there's up here, we have a couch with pillows on it. And I understand that it looks pretty for you guys, and I get that. But I always have to take it and throw it somewhere and then pick it up and put it back. And that's the only value I see in a decorative pillow on a bed. And somewhere in society, we decided to do that. And I just am one person on a tiny pedestal saying, enough. Abolish decorative pillows on
the bed. I have an idea.
Just put them on one side?
Yes. So your side is just going to be two pillows.
Or just totally unmade.
And unmade. And then mine is okay. Yeah, I found my resolution. Okay,
just to make your side of the bed and leave mine as is.
And I'm gonna have my pretty decorative pillows, and then you can suck it.
You know, hang on.
I'm kidding.
I might even, if you ask me to make the bed, I might go upstairs and perfectly make your side of the bed, because I want to hold. You know, I want to hold my own in the chore category. I do. I don't want this to be a lazy conversation. I just don't.
It's not something you value.
I'm the opposite of you. When I get upstairs and the bed's made, I'm like, oh, I have to do work now.
Okay.
Whereas when you go upstairs and you see the bed made, you're like, oh, someone cares for me.
I think also why I love, you know, making your bed is it is in theory an easy task, and you do feel a sense of accomplishment. Like,
yeah.
Just those easy things, knocking out those easy things, and you feel very accomplished.
I totally get that. I would just pick a different task. But so again, thanks for
calling.
No, I'm allowed to give my opinions on these things, right? Okay. And I'm sure I'm in the minority.
Okay.
There's one more.
When you make a resolution to change your perspective, can it increase your happiness?
Hi, this is April Porter from Sacramento, California. So last year, I tried again this year, and I have epically failed in multiple ways. But last year, I decided to do something called Focus on the Good. And so every single day of 2020, which we all know how that went, I tried to focus on one thing that was good every single day. And some days it was something amazing that my kids did or that my husband did. And some days it was like, hey, I took a shower.
And she just found the good thing,
right,
and focused on it. And so, you know why I think that's an amazing resolution? Is because you go throughout the day looking for something good to have, to keep yourself accountable. And I do believe when you look for the good, and you focus on that, and kind of train your brain for that, it does. It probably rewires the chemistry in your brain.
Have you noticed a pattern in these? We got seven that we use. We got a lot of calls. But have you noticed a pattern in all these calls? None of them were really the traditional, I'm going to
lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like a lot of our listeners have found a way to break the paradigm, which I love. I'm a huge fan of breaking paradigms. Anytime we're...
Paradigm.
Sorry.
Smashing.
No, I am. Anytime someone says to me, well, that's just the way things are always done, It makes me cringe. And everybody here found a creative way to make resolutions work for them. It seemed to be effective. We didn't hear a lot of fails in this call. Maybe those are the ones who always say, okay, I'm not going to touch, you know, I'm just not going to do this for the rest of the year. And then it doesn't happen, even though they made an effort.
For me to give up chocolate is just not realistic. And then I feel like a failure when I have a piece of birthday cake or something at a party. Like, that's not realistic. So I love that the ones that people were able to keep made them feel better. It was all about ways that it made them feel better.
And also, my favorite ones were about making other people feel better.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we could just all do. We could all do that.
Maybe we could make that like a community
resolution. And something in the same vein as the grocery store, like find your grocery store. Find your place where you're just going to be a better person to someone. And it could just be inside your home.
Maybe even online. Maybe you find, even in the comment section of our videos, you see, you know, somebody leaves a comment or something. Say something nice. I mean, people have been very open about, like, you know, sharing loss and things like that. Maybe finding, not even our silly videos, but like something else. Finding a stranger even to be like nice to. I have to tell you this, and I laughed so hard. There are people that are, I would say 98%, 99% of the people who watch our videos that are just on our page are just so kind, so lovely on TikTok, because we're on TikTok, y'all. I have to read you this comment. Somebody called Dr. Mike Loves Coffee. This is a fun family, but she tries too hard. Her husband is funnier. More natural acting ability. Just saying.
Wait, hang on. Can we deconstruct that whole thing?
So basically, I hate when people say, like, just saying,
right,
as
that
if that's permission.
That doesn't. That's like, that's the
reverse. By the way, we're not actors.
No, that was going to deconstruct that as well. We are not actors. We have a lot of friends in this content business who are actors.
Trained.
Like, they went to acting.
And this was their fallback.
Class or school
or
whatever.
They studied acting and they couldn't make it, whatever that means in Hollywood. And so they started a YouTube channel and now they're like killing it. But we were news reporters. Yeah.
I'm just sitting here in my head thinking, you, like,
you tried to, just saying.
You could say anything and end it with just saying. And it's the opposite.
Let me see if he's actually a doctor. Because if he's actually.
Oh, no.
And doctor.
We're going after the doctor?
And he follows us. Why do you follow us?
Just saying.
Oh, and all he has is pictures of his beautiful family. It's like all pictures of his beautiful family.
Well, yeah, first of all.
Just saying.
You're allowed to have an opinion.
100%.
I personally do not think that I am funnier than you. I think that you are the funniest person in the family and I'm the secret serious one. And B, I have to applaud the just saying, because it is just hysterical. It's you know what it's like? It's like saying I'm not a racist, but and then what does that give you permission to just say the most racist thing you can possibly
and also
think
wasn't
of?
Say it wasn't like saying with a G, it was like saying with like the apostrophe at the end. I genuinely laughed. Because I do try to reply to, because people are so nice and kind. And I have to tell you, you know, when my grandmother passed, it was really hard. And when I shared it was really hard. And you guys sent the most lovely messages and about just, I just felt so like wrapped in love. And even if I didn't get a chance to reply, I read them and I thank you. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this community of people is so great that something like that doesn't really, it does make me laugh. And we're about to go on a national TV show where they're already, people who don't know us or care about us, they've already started with the, oh no, not those guys. I hate them. They're so cringy. Like, that's going
to
come.
Most people have been supportive. You have to remember that not everybody likes us.
Oh, aware.
And that's
aware.
That's okay.
Because I don't like everybody.
Yeah.
Like, why would I expect everybody to like us if I don't like everybody?
Yeah, that would be an unrealistic expectation.
Like, I like most people, but here's the difference. It's like, if I don't enjoy somebody's content or their whatever it is, I just like keep removing.
And most people do that for us.
Most people
do that. So what that means, really, not to bum you out anymore, but let's say that, you know, we have like an 80% positive comments, 20% negative. There's really a lot more people that hate us. They just keep it to themselves.
You mean for like The Amazing Race?
I would say in all facets of life, I would say that most people don't realize how many people don't like them because they keep it. Just saying. I think that's from the now, case.
That is,
and for that reason, I always try to applaud people for being open and honest about it, because it's really hard, especially on social media, to have a dissenting opinion about it. Like on our page, I kind of want to reach out to people because they'll be like, you know, that guy is his songs are getting really annoying, and they get pounced on.
But I just don't feel like,
you don't think that's a place for the comments.
Go to your own page and say that.
Yeah.
I listen to the Dax Shepard podcast sometimes. I've been a little busy, haven't caught up, but I know he had a particular guest who was getting just lambasted in the comments. Yeah. And he just deleted and blocked everybody. He's like, go to your own page and do that. This is my house. So go to your page, say what you need, but it'll be interesting. Anyway, I feel like that really spiraled, and this has nothing to do with the new year.
No, well, let's.
Just saying.
to that point, I do get defensive, and I get pretty pissed when someone says something like that about someone who I love. It just doesn't bother me when I hear it about myself. It's especially just coming from my favorite holiday tradition, favorite of all time. We had a Secret Santa in my fraternity, and with the Secret Santa, it was usually like a bottle of booze or something. The person took the time to write a poem lambasting you.
That's really funny.
At how horrible.
Like a roast.
Oh my God. But like calling it a roast is not, it's a real roast. And it brings me to so much joy. And that's just something that my guys, you know them, right? Like,
well, you know, it's out of love.
Yeah.
But this, well, just saying, I just question it. And so I replied.
What did you... Oh, wait. Let me guess. Did you do the kill him with kindness reply? Or did
no,
you...
No. What do you think I said?
Read it again.
I know. I just said, bless your heart.
I'm trying, Jennifer. Or something like that. Like, no. we're doing the best we can.
No, I usually reply...
Bless your heart's a good one. That's kill him with kindness.
I usually try. Because I do... Like, it does... If that being said, I do love good feedback, which is like, I love the videos when you do, you know, XYZ. This one wasn't my favorite, but I love, I loved it when you did this part, but not that part. I'm like, oh, that is great feedback. You know, I'm watching again. And yeah, you're right. Like, we should have done more on this or less on that. Like, I love some feedback. Yeah. Just saying.
there was one, we did a white elephant a couple of weeks ago, and someone was like, can you guys pick a new voice? You know what the answer to that is?
No.
We don't know how to do, but so like, they're like, three Kim, voices.
You're like, your voice.
No, they said it to me.
Oh, no.
I don't have another voice.
Kept changing. I'm like, because I'm not an actress.
Yeah. Do we need to take lessons? We're too old for that, right?
No.
I'm being serious. Like, should that be a resolution? Should I learn how to actually play music?
No. No,
not doing that. But it's our profession. We're like actors and musicians, and we don't really know how to do them.
We don't know how to do any of it, you guys. We don't know how to
do
anything.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. We certainly don't know how to podcast, because we're supposed to be talking about resolutions, and now we're talking about...
No, that is how you podcast. Okay. You just, it's a spiral journey into madness.
It's a journey.
Those are the best podcasts.
Well, I love you guys, and I thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us on our journey. Just saying.
Yeah, and thank you for these creative... I really do think that they were less resolutions and more just creative solutions to... A tradition that may need a bit of a facelift. And I think that our listeners have given us that facelift.
You guys are the best.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling. And for those that we didn't get to, thank you so much for calling in. I did listen to them all, and I love hearing your voices. And it's, you know, this is such a weird medium in that it's like us, and we joke that we're going to be in the nursing home, and we're going to have fake microphones in front of us that aren't even
they're not even
going to
be plugged in.
They're not plugged in. We're just going to be talking to each other like this because we love it so much. But I love to keep it a conversation, and it feels like a conversation when you guys call. So
yeah, I'm so glad that we got a telephone line. Is it even called a telephone line? Doesn't telephone connote some kind of hard wire into a?
I don't know, honey.
Are we even talking on telephones anymore, or is it just going up into space?
Okay. I love you, and I love the people listening. I'm going to give them their time back.
But you're telling me to stop talking.
Let's wrap it up.
Just saying.
We're going to see you next year. Just saying. All right. Just saying.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy holidays. Enjoy whatever this week is, because we don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just saying. Sorry.
I didn't hit stop.
Sorry. You're saying it made me laugh so hard. Just saying. Kim is terrible. Just saying. I can say whatever I want to after I say just saying. I don't mean this to be mean, but you're terrible. It is so funny that people do that. Are you still recording? Stop.
This is the best stuff. Are you kidding me? You're crying now.
That's so funny.
I think you're being a little too defensive about one comment. Just saying.
You can say whatever you want.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.